Hi, my name is Devin Lally from Ms. McLean's 9th grade English class in Holliston, Massachusetts. Our task was to interview people that fall into certain categories given to us, such as people ages 40 through 49 or a child who is 10 or under. And then we had to find similarities between all the interviews. And one similarity that I found was I asked a question through all the interviews, and that question was, can you tell me about a time where you made a choice that you regret? I really thought that this would be an interesting question to ask because I knew that everyone's answer would be different, and I wanted to hear everyone's thoughts on regret, and I wanted to hear everyone's perspectives on what regret is and some of the regrets that they have. Most people have at least one thing that they regret in their lives, some on a more larger scale than others. You know, I've made some small regrets, such as buying a shirt without trying it on, and it turned out not to fit, which means I wasted money, but luckily it wasn't too expensive. And then I've made some regrets that are on a more larger scale, such as not trying to the best of my ability in school, like not doing my homework on a regular daily basis, and, you know, not studying all the, like, what I need to do, and just not really putting forth all the effort. And that got me in a lot of trouble with my family, and it really put me in a bad place academically throughout the year because I was behind everyone, and I really, really, truly regret that, and I'm trying right now to really try harder because I don't want to do what I did last year. First, let's listen to 15-year-old Jillian Pajigo talk about some of the regrets in her life.
So I can't really think of any major choices at the moment, but one that comes off the top of my head is I had an option whether to get this black shirt or this gray shirt, and it was just plain with a couple cutouts on the shoulders, and I decided to get the black shirt, and now I wish that I got the gray one because I only wear black leggings, so this shirt isn't really helpful to me.
As you could hear, Jillian's regret is not very life-changing, and, you know, I wonder if that's because she's only 15 and she hasn't really experienced life yet. Like, she still has a lot more time because she's only 15, you know. She still has a lot of life ahead of her and more time to make regrets. So, next up, we have my father, Jeff Lally, who's obviously older than 15, and he has experienced life a little bit more. Well, like, not necessarily experienced life a bit more. He's just had more time to make regrets and more time to, you know, come to realization. And once again, he will be answering the question, can you tell me about a time where you made a choice that you regret?
Well, when I was in the Army, I had a chance to go to a prep school to prepare for college at West Point. But at the time, I had been in the Army a few years and kind of wanted to get out, so I didn't do it. Ended up just going to a normal college, and I sometimes regret that, especially now that I'm at this age, because I think if I would have stayed in the Army, you know, I could be retired by now. But again, I could be dead, so it's not a total regret.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, sometimes think it would have been a good idea to stay in.
That is a big regret, but at least his life turned out okay now. Next up, we have my mom.
So, this is a difficult question for me because I really don't believe in regret. So, I think that I just believe philosophically that every choice that we make sort of leads us to where we are now. And while there were certainly choices that I made that ended up probably in not so positive of a light, I don't regret them because I feel like I'm happy with where my life is now. I have a great family, two great children. I have an excellent relationship for the most part with my parents. And I'm really happy with my life and where it's at. So I can't honestly say that I would go back and change or really feel bad about any choice that I've made.
That is definitely an interesting perspective to have on things because most people have at least one regret in their life, but as you could see, she doesn't believe in regret. And lastly, we have Riley Ashworth answering the question, can you tell me about a time where you regret something?
One choice I regret is last April, I got my phone taken away for lying to my parents about where I was. So when I had my phone taken away, I snuck it each night without my parents knowing. And then one time they caught me because I didn't put the pillow under my door to hide the light. And it caused me to get my phone taken away for another week. And my parents didn't trust me at all for the next month. So I wasn't allowed to go do anything with my friends. I wasn't allowed to stay after school. And I wasn't allowed to do anything that was any bit of fun.
That's harsh, but at least you learned. So now that when you get your phone taken away, you'll know to keep it away and not go back to it. And
yeah, and I know not to lie anymore. More than others.
Over the course of this interview, I hope you guys learned that, you know, different people have different regrets, and some people don't have regrets, and some people have little small regrets. So I know I've learned a lot from the people that I've interviewed, and I hope you have too. Thanks for listening.